We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
There's so much stuff to talk about. I would like to talk to John about Burger King bringing back the crown-shaped chicken nuggets. I think he's going to enjoy that as much as I do. But there's Heat, there's Panthers, there's Canes. We'll start, though, with the Heat, though. Maybe I should start with the Nuggets, though. John Michaels, he hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta, but a lifelong South Floridian, or grew up in South Florida, been in Atlanta for a while now. Burger King is bringing back the crown-shaped chicken nuggets, and I maintain, John, that chicken nuggets taste better when shaped like a crown.
I 100% agree with you. Typically, our food takes are polar opposite. You like cottage cheese. I do not. I can think of many other things that you like to put in your mouth that I would not do the same.
Wait but a second. That sounded very leading. Hold on a second. I would like to object to that statement. I'd like to have that removed from the podcast.
100% correct, John. Continue.
Don't you chime in.
I was not
say
insinuating.
Hashtag facts. Hashtag facts is what the kids say.
Fake news.
I was not insinuating you were Jonah Hill's character on Superbad, where he was making all those drawings and they forbid him from eating that shaped food.
I got you.
But no, the crown shaped chicken nuggets are fantastic. And at least I know with Burger King, as opposed to McDonald's, they're at least attempting to put chicken in the nuggets. I'm still not 100% sure what in the hell is in a McDonald's chicken nugget.
Oh, wait a second. I have to school John Michaels here. Chicken McNuggets are 100% white meat chicken, and they're delicious.
Hold on. I'm not saying they're not delicious. There's times I've got some gristle in there. There's a couple of times I've gotten a tendon or three.
That's so again, back in the maybe day. When we were kids, man, they used to put beaks and talons in there. I'm 100% certain, but it's 100% white meat chicken nowadays.
Now, I have not had a McDonald's chicken nugget in a while. I am more akin to get the double cheeseburger and then wash that down with a McChicken. That's kind of the fat man diet if you want to be on a budget. We call that falling on no budget. You get a double cheeseburger, a McChicken, and a Coke, and you spend $4. But now you've got me intrigued. I may have to go run over to McDonald's before I go to the gym today and grab me a 10-piece chicken McNugget.
They're good.
Yeah,
they're
John, good. If you chase your burger with a chicken sandwich. I don't know if that's the correct way to do things.
I need something to wash this down.
And then
get a chicken sandwich.
Then I wash it down with the gym. That is the most counterproductive food and dieting choice in the history. Like the South Beach diet was take two ecstasy tablets and wash it down with some vodka, and things went pretty well. The Atlanta diet is you wash down a double cheeseburger with a chicken McNugget or a chicken sandwich, and then maybe you hit the gym.
All right. Definitely try the McNuggets. I'm telling you, you're going to be shocked at how good they are and how much quality the chicken is. All right. Let me talk some Heat here, because John Michaels, who hosts mornings in Atlanta, the last time we talked to you was like 3 or 4 weeks ago, and you were going to the Heat-Hawks game. The Heat were in Atlanta. And you went to see that game. It was a Friday night. I had said that's one of those games where the Heat are going to rest their starters in the fourth quarter. And the Heat got their asses kicked. So let's look at the upcoming series. It's going to start on Saturday, we learned today. Heat and Bucks. This is not an easy series. I know that, you know, Heat fans want to rely on what happened last year in the bubble against Milwaukee. And there are some that would argue that maybe Milwaukee didn't get that much better and that the Heat are at least as good as they were last season. But I just don't think that this is an easy series based on the fact, Crowder and I talked about this yesterday, Milwaukee has to advance or they are donezo, right? Mm-hmm. Budenholzer done. The whole narrative and legacy on Giannis takes a huge knock if he gets bounced out by the Heat again and if they get bounced out in the first round. So I have to tell you, I'm a little nervous about the upcoming series. What about you?
I am nervous, but I still like the matchup. Eric Spoelstra coaches circles around Mike Budenholzer, and I got to know Bud fairly well when he was in his time here in Atlanta, but that was always the knock here. Good regular season coach could win on a Tuesday night against Sacramento. When all of a sudden another team is game planning against you, all of a sudden Coach Bud didn't have answers, and we saw it in the bubble last year. Miami built the wall. They just said, you know what, Giannis and all these other bum-ass players, you're going to have to shoot jump shots to beat us. And they'll live with whichever one of the stupid Lopez brothers it is, Brooke, Robin, who cares, stand out there at 28 feet and jack threes. Chris Middleton, you're really good as a number two or a number three. Let him do that. And the rest of those guys, the Connaughtons and the Dante DiVincenzos, nobody's afraid of those guys. The difference is this year they went and got a guy in Drew Holiday who can create his own shot. And I got a feeling he's going to be the difference of this being a 4-1 series as it was a year ago to we might be playing 2 weeks from now, game seven, or 2.5 weeks ago from now, however the hell long the NBA drags out this first round. You could be playing a game seven in Milwaukee with a chance to do it. But, Hochman, I agree 100%. This is absolutely Giannis's legacy. You know, we keep wanting to elevate him, and his play during the regular season has elevated him to superstar status. But true superstars are made typically in April, May, and June in the NBA playoffs. 3 years ago or 2 years ago, I guess, they lose in the conference finals. Last year, it's the second round. And I know Milwaukee won the game on Saturday. The last team they wanted to see in the opening round of the playoffs was Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat. They would have rather played Brooklyn or Philadelphia or a combination of both than going against a team that knows they have confidence against them and knows that they can beat them. Giannis better find a three-point shot because he ain't going to be rolling in the lane, dunking the ball 20 times like he does during regular season games.
And John, quickly, we're talking about Giannis, man. I looked it up because we were talking about Giannis, you know, knowing we're playing the Bucks and all, where he's a two-time MVP, 2019-2020. Mm-hmm. Is he with the guys like that? Because there's only six of them right now. Bob Pettit, Karl Malone, Tim Duncan, Steve Nash, Steph Curry, and Giannis Antetokounmpo are the only two-time MVPs. Does he deserve to be on that list? Because like y'all are just talking about, I don't know if he's earned that.
Yeah, and it's two times back-to-back MVPs because there's been other guys that have won multiple MVPs.
Yeah, MJ, of course.
Which is crazy to think that Michael Jordan doesn't have a back-to-back, LeBron doesn't have a back-to-back. I mean, these guys could have won the MVP 20 times. It's almost flukish, the guys that won back-to-back. Think about it. Steve Nash, the knock on him was, how the hell did you give him the MVP 2 years in a row over somebody like Kobe Bryant? Bob Pettit, I'd have to go look him up in a book. I'm not 100%. I know who he is. I know the name. But he's
56 and 59, John. Yeah, nobody knows him.
Oh,
yeah, I was going to say Joe Rose might be the only guy that actually watched Bob Pettit play way back then. But it's insane to think Karl Malone never won an NBA title, back-to-back MVPs. It's almost like, yes, he does belong in that group because he can't get it done in the playoffs. And that's why, to me, I wanted him on Miami. I hated when Milwaukee signed him to the long extension this year. He needs to go to a place like Miami and learn how to win a championship. LeBron had to learn how to win a championship on South Beach. But remember, that guy couldn't shoot his way out of a wet paper bag when he got here, and Dallas punked him. And then I think Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh sat him down and said, look, bro, you need to be an alpha male and stop being a beta male. And all of a sudden he did that to the tune of the back-to-back titles. But Giannis, does he belong in the two-time MVP? Yeah, his regular season stats bear that out. But until he shows me he's a dog in the playoffs, he's just going to be one of those other guys that's kind of a footnote in NBA history.
And now I got the full list up now. Larry, Magic, and Malone 3-time. Wilt and LeBron 4-time. Bill Russell, Michael Jordan 5-time. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is the only one that did it 6 times. So, yes, the 2-time list is what Giannis is on. But, John, quickly, with the East, is it the Nets to lose? I know Philly's number one. Isn't it the Nets to lose this? Because if you had to bet money, you'd bet it on the Nets coming out the East, right?
Yeah, I said the day they traded for James Harden, I said it's going to be Brooklyn and L.A. Now, I didn't know L.A. was going to have all the injuries they had. But, yeah, people are going, oh, the Nets don't play defense. I don't give a damn when I got three guys that can give me 100 points between the three of them. You're going to have to score 120, maybe 130 every night to beat Brooklyn, and there's nobody in the East. I love our Heat. I wish we were in the 4-5 seed so we wouldn't have to play Brooklyn until the Eastern Conference Finals. You're going to need a KD injury. You're going to need James Harden to eat himself out of house and home, or Kyrie Irving just to get weird again if you're going to want to beat them in a 7-game series.
Somebody send James Harden some of these crown nuggets. See if we can
send him a good 30.
Here you go,
beat,
champ.
And you might
here you
have
go,
him
king.
Out for two of the game.
John Michaels is with us. He hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. And again, Heat series starts on Saturday. You'll hear all the Heat games on 790 The Ticket. Before we run out of time, because we were speaking nonsense at the beginning here. So the college football schedule gets released today. And for people that know, John Michaels is a huge Miami Hurricanes fan. His Twitter handle is John Michaels U. His son is named Kane. He's got the Sebastian the Ibis tattooed on his body. He is a true Hurricanes fan. So the Miami-Alabama game, which is the college football kickoff in Atlanta, your city, will start at 3:30. It is not the primetime game. Do you find that to be disrespectful?
No, because the other game, Georgia and Clemson, is going to be two top five teams. They actually might be 1-3 or 2-3 when the preseason rankings come out. So I kind of saw that one coming, and this is going to be the old in me coming out. I like that it's 3:30. I don't have 14 hours to tailgate with the Cutler Ridge Laz and Mondos in Miami of the world because they're texting me going, bro, we'll be there. Yeah, that's great. I want to be at the stadium around 12:30, drink for a couple hours, and by 8 o'clock or 8:30, I'm back in my house. Or I'll be honest, if we win, we're going to Magic City. I'm just letting you know that right now.
Yeah. And there will be I'm going to Varsity. Duty. Varsity if we win. Varsity.
Bro, John, tell them Varsity is 100 yards away from Magic City.
Yeah, you can walk from the Varsity to Magic City if you really want to. I mean, it just depends on the night and how much oil you got in the system. But, yeah, I like it at 3:30, to be honest with you. I don't have to wait all day. I can get more out of the day. And let Georgia and Clemson play at night. The good thing is I'll be half asleep by the time the little puppy dogs lose, and I won't have to watch much and talk too much about that on Monday. Everybody that's scared, don't be. Miami revels in being underdogs like this. Let's go out and kick Alabama's ass and shut up all the naysayers around the country, including you, Crowder, because I know you secretly you want us to get beat like 52-3, don't you?
John, you change coordinators on both sides of the ball. You all your pass rushers are drafted. They're gone. Your quarterback has a bad knee. Bro, I'm not being a hater. I think I'm being realistic.
And I've been known to be very realistic when it comes to Miami. Alabama's lost Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle, their quarterback, their running back, about seven guys off the defensive side. They've got all new coordinators. I know Nick Saban replaces them like most guys replace underwear. But if there's a perfect time to catch Alabama, it's week one in Atlanta. You catch them before they get any kind of groove. Bryce Young hasn't really played meaningful football since he was in high school. Derek King's knee is going to be fine. I'll send him portions of my knee if he needs. I'm 46 years old. I don't need the damn meniscus anymore. Take it. It hurts anyway. Send it down to De'Eric. Put one of those animatronic legs on him. I don't care. He'll be ready to go. And Rhett Lashley being back for year number two helps. And Lord knows, anybody but Mr. Manicured Beard on the defensive side of the ball is an upgrade. So I think Manny Diaz can get back to his roots, start sending some pressure. Yeah, let's go out there and play ball. And Lashley's had success against Nick Saban before when he was the offensive coordinator at Auburn. So I think this game's going to be a lot better than anybody gives it credit to, because if you scroll under, like, ESPN when they announced today the games, people are going, why do we care about Miami and Alabama? Guess what? All of you idiots are going to be watching the damn game, because we always care about Miami, no matter where we are, how good or how bad we are. We have been college football for 40-plus years.
Talk about it. John Michaels, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Follow him on Twitter, John Michaels U. So if I get this right, you are predicting the Heat over the Bucks in round one, and you are predicting Miami over Alabama on September 4th.
You damn right I am. And what I need right now is Len Wiener to set up a trip for Hockman and Crowder to do their show in Atlanta on the Friday Labor Day weekend, maybe 560 and 790, throw a nice little tailgate for everybody somewhere in Atlanta, and we all hang out. If you guys need a place to stay, Len, I'm letting you know, Hockman and Crowder can crash at the Michaels household. I haven't cleared it with the wife yet. She'll get over it, or she'll yell at all of us. Either way.
The theater. Bro, there I got the go. Theater. I'm calling the theater. That big-ass TV you got on the wall downstairs, that's my room.
There that's you all go. You. You got
I
mean, it, Crowder.
I think it's practically set up already. It's practically set up. All right, John. Thank you as always, John. We always have a good time talking to you.
Anytime, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.